For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Parkland School Safety Commission, formed after the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, is recommending training and arming teachers despite opposition in the community. Sheriff Bob Galteri in Pinellas County, Florida, supports the measure.
We have to give people a fighting chance. We've got to give them an opportunity to protect themselves, in my view. We don't have enough to put cops in every school or multiple cops in every school, and we're not maximizing the use of the guardian program, and one person, one good guy with a gun on every campus is not adequate.
The proposal has yet to go before the governor or state lawmakers. A gunman killed 17 students and staff members back in February. Just hours after the president named Budget Director Mick Mulvaney his new chief of staff, he's now looking for a new Interior Secretary. President Trump tweeted this morning that Secretary Ryan Zinke will depart the administration at the end of the year after serving just 2 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Even though Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will be leaving his position at the end of the year, the House Natural Resources Committee still intends to have Zinke testify about allegations he took part in ethical violations. A federal judge in Texas rules that the Affordable Care Act is invalid, saying last year's tax cut bill eliminated the penalty for not having coverage. The ruling is expected to be appealed. Congressman Lou Correa says there's a lot of good in Obamacare.
Medicare took about 60, 70 years to get where it got. The Affordable Care Act has had about 6, 7 years. We need to bring down the costs. We need to make sure it's affordable for everybody.
The judge's ruling will likely have no immediate impact on people who buy insurance coverage through federal or state marketplaces. Most consumers can still purchase 2019 coverage on the federal marketplace through tonight. If Congress is racing to avoid a partial government shutdown next Friday over the president's border wall, you couldn't tell it by their schedule. The House is on an extended 5-day weekend, returning Wednesday night. The Senate returns Monday after a 3-day absence. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The U.S. Secretary of Defense and State meet with their Canadian counterparts and discuss a variety of issues in Washington. Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs Chrystia Freeland says the arrest of a second Canadian in China over what may be in retaliation of the arrest of a Chinese Huawei executive in Canada is a huge priority for them.
Ambassador McCallum was able now to see and speak with and meet with Mr. Kovrig, and we're glad that that could happen. I've spoken also to family members of both men, and I just want to say and reassure all Canadians, but especially the family and friends of Mr. Kovrig, Mr. Satvor, this is a huge priority for our government.
Bill Cosby will continue to be housed in a new state prison about 20 miles from his Philadelphia area estate. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court Friday rejected his request to be released on bail while he appeals his sexual assault conviction. Cosby is serving a 3 to 10 year sentence for drugging and assaulting a Temple University employee back in 2004. The U.S. Border Patrol says a 7-year-old girl who died while she was in custody appeared to be in good health when she was first detained at the U.S.-Mexico border. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says it's a dangerous journey.
Does the administration take responsibility for a parent taking a child on a trek through Mexico to get to this country? No.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.